views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. It's been a long... Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness.
This week, you'll be hearing from guest host Mara Williams. Mara is one of America's leading experts on tick-borne diseases, a healthcare provider of almost 35 years. Mara is a board-certified adult nurse practitioner, energetic healer, sought-after speaker, and author of Nature's Dirty Needle. Now here's your guest host, Mara Williams.
Hi, and welcome to Limelight Radio. Today, my guest is Judy Mikovits. She is a PhD and earned her BA, Bachelor's of Arts, from the University of Virginia, and her PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology from George Washington University. In her 35-year quest to understand and treat chronic diseases, she has studied immunology, natural products, chemistry, epigenetics, virology, and drug development. In just over 20 years, she rose from an entry-level lab technician to become director of the Lab of Antiviral Drug Mechanisms at the National Cancer Institute before leaving to direct the cancer biology program at Epigenics Pharmaceuticals in Santa Barbara, California, where she met and married David Nold in 2000. There, in 2006, she became attracted to the plight of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, and autism, and is primarily responsible for demonstrating the relationship between immune-based inflammation and these diseases. She has published over 50 scientific papers. And now I am just pleased to introduce you, Judy. Welcome to the show. And please tell the readers about yourself a little bit and what you want to share about your story.
Well, I'm good. Thank you, Mara. I appreciate being on the show. I love working with you in the past, and I'm happy to be working with you again. My story is basically from the we outlined it in great detail in Plague, the book that Ken Tech and Lively and I co-authored. And the reason we called it Plague is because of events in the last decade since my foray away from the more politically acceptable cancer research and AIDS drug discovery into the diseases I consider neuroimmune diseases, including autism, chronic Lyme disease, ME/CFS, and so many others at this point. That foray really opened my eyes into a previously unappreciated patient population that is suffering so profoundly from such debilitating diseases that, you know, I honestly thought I'd seen it all when I saw the earliest days of HIV/AIDS and some of the most aggressive cancers through various patient populations and jobs at the NCI in Frederick. So we wrote Plague because now I uncovered not only an inconvenient scientific truth about our biological therapies today, but also we uncovered a plague of corruption. And there's corruption from every level of the government and the scientific journals, of course, the lay media, that is in fact preventing honest science from moving forward, labeling it somehow as bad science or fraud, while the 6 to 10% of our country, perhaps so much more, continues to be injured and develop these diseases, which are 100% preventable.
Yes. So in your research, how did you link up the association between viruses and Lyme disease?
It really came from my work with regard to HIV, AIDS, acquired immune deficiency, and what we used to call the AIDS-related complex. So what we basically saw in the early 80s was young, apparently healthy men developed diseases, rare diseases, diseases of old people, just diseases that a healthy individual would, with a healthy immune system, would easily clear. So I knew of the work, and I was taken by the book, The Band Played On. And what it was the story of the recognition of what was actually a major player of the immune dysfunction in AIDS and the viruses and the pathogens that were participating to cripple the immune system, such that essentially it was a sieve or an open door between the gut and the blood-brain barrier. So, of course, we know in chronic Lyme disease that usually we know the causative agent, the Borrelia burgdorferi, is usually resolved upon an antibiotic course of treatment, but if left untreated or in certain populations who are harboring other co-infections, in fact, it can become chronic, resulting in all encephalopathy, arthritis, chronic active infections of many kinds. So in my mind, when I started looking at teenagers and young people with shingles, you know, I basically said to my colleague Frank Grissetti, "Well, they'd be AIDS patients." or he said that to me, and I said, exactly. So I look at these diseases, and I have since that time, as chronic acquired immune deficiencies from environmental insults of all kinds. Of course, since my background was in virology, and since we had run a viral microarray early in 2006, early in looking at these patients, and we saw, in fact, not any one virus, but every virus of every class, primarily RNA viruses. So, and the immune system, they were all being expressed at extremely abnormal levels. Things that normally we would keep dormant or asleep are now these sleeping giants waking up. And so, yes, I think Borrelia, the causative agent of Lyme disease, is one of those key pathogens that is crippling part of the immune system in a way that we don't yet appreciate fully, because we haven't been allowed to study it. We've been told that's impossible, that doesn't happen, just like I was told in my research. Well, it's not impossible just because you don't understand it. We're shifting paradigms every day with our technologies, and those technologies have uncovered new meaning to previously old dogma that needs to be thrown by the wayside, and we need to really fully appreciate and learn from what we've learned in the past.
So what you're saying is that Lyme, like if somebody gets bit by a tick that contains Lyme and some of these co-infections, but they have underlying virus that's been dormant in their body, like Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus, you're saying that, you know, the Lyme can then trigger everything, right? You know, make it fulminate basically in the body so that the person is very, very ill from that point on, when before they really weren't that sick or sick at all.
Yeah, correct. So their immune system was functioning normal. And let's just think of the Borrelia or the Lyme spirochete is the straw that breaks the camel's back. So there are many triggers, but there's a threshold level at which your immune system can cope. And then one day something else happens. And and you're unable to mount an immune response, and then slowly but surely everything goes awry, and you get what is a full-blown acquired immune deficiency. The reason I noted AIDS-related complex is just like in cancers, these are not diseases that occur overnight. It takes, usually decades for the delicate balance between the immune system and the pathogens to finally break. So you can mount an innate and adaptive immune response. You can put all of your troops where they need to be and maintain health until one day there's a trigger that basically unleashes the perfect storm, and you can be recovered, but it then takes multiple therapies and pulse therapies and maybe many years in order to establish remissions and regain your complete health as many as or essentially all systems are disrupted.
So we are going to be going to break in another minute. Before we do, so let's plan when we come back on talking about some of these triggers. I know that besides Lyme and their co-infections, we're dealing with toxins in the environment, other kinds of chronic disease, and also vaccines. So I'd like to get into that when we come back. We're going to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Judy.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We've already said goodbye. Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now. Go now.
Hi, and this is Mara Williams back on Limelight Radio talking with Judy Mikovits. Or Mikovits, sorry, I mispronounced it again. When we were on break, I was talking to Judy a little bit. She was explaining to me about RNA in viruses versus DNA in humans. Would you talk about that real quickly before we talk about the triggers for an immune deficiency reaction?
Sure. Well, as we know, our genome is made up of DNA. But many and many viruses are also DNA viruses like EBV and most herpes viruses. But RNA viruses like the flu virus, West Nile virus, Ebola virus, the AIDS virus, which is a special kind of RNA virus, and that's called a retrovirus. And the reason it's a retrovirus is this particular RNA virus has an enzyme called reverse transcriptase. And that means exactly what it sounds. It can write its RNA genome into DNA and insert itself into your DNA and always be expressed when the genes of that cell are expressed. So that's a quick retrovirus 101 explanation. So these RNA viruses, these reverse transcriptase containing retroviruses, there's only three families of those so far described. There would have been four if the xenotropic murine leukemia virus related viruses still stand in actual data, but of course the press has wiped them out because of the fear of how they entered into the human population. But at any rate, HIV, human immune deficiency virus, HTLV1, human T lymphotropic virus, and HBRV, a beta retrovirus, which is involved in some diseases of the liver, are in fact human retroviruses that are exogenous. I should say, meaning they come from the outside into your body from the environment. They're not at an equilibrium. I should say that our genomes, since we've been exposed to many retroviruses over the millennia as humans, our immune system in our genomes were very effective at silencing those and disrupting those, since they can't, in fact, be infectious and infect from human to human. And they're essentially non-pathogenic in the species of their origin. So we have, I would say, 8 to 10% of our genomes are actually made up of pieces and parts of retroviruses that have been silenced and inactivated by our immune system, since expressing them is bad, as they disrupt our gene expression.
So, like other things, like Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus, or actually Borrelia or Lyme disease, when these things come into our body, they become part of our particular biome and they live there whether they create illness or not, correct? And they just hang around until something triggers the immune system and the immune system overreacts and then no longer functions appropriately. Is that correct?
Yes, you can completely clear these, you know, all pathogens. You can completely eliminate all infected cells, but you often have reservoirs of infected cells that are kept dormant and kept strong. Exactly. But when your immune system is disrupted and you acquire other environmental toxins or you have genetic susceptibilities in your family, in your culture, that such as the metabolism of vitamin D. We all have different responses to metabolizing vitamin D in single nucleotide polymorphisms based on the sunlight in our environments. But vitamin D is key to 300 immune reactions. So if you have an underlying inability to metabolize vitamin D through the vitamin D receptor, then you could acquire diseases because pathogens target those immune pathways that vitamin D controls. So it's quite complex, but yes, in the simple way that you say it, once we've been exposed to a pathogen, our immune system should either one be able to clear it completely. They shouldn't stay with us forever, although most do, and we're able to keep them silent and keep them in a relationship, often symbiotic, such that neither the host nor the microorganism is killed. They persist in a way that doesn't hurt either.
Great. So then we take these things in over time. We might get a flu here, a cold there, get bit by a tick. It has Lyme. What happens? What that last straw? Kind of go into what those last straws are.
Well, those flu pathogens there, I mean, or any microorganisms that we see, if you have a healthy immune system, you'll mount antibody responses. Your innate immune responses will clear that. Your adaptive immune response will clear any persistent organisms because, of course, that's what immunity is. Once you've seen something that's not self, you develop mechanisms to clear that so that it won't hurt your body. In the case of persistent organisms, the key is to keep the reservoirs of those as low as possible, imagining a tipping point at which they will overwhelm the organisms. If you can't, you know, that's why antibiotics will clear the pathogens, because some can be so insidious and replicate so fast that our immune systems, if we haven't seen them before, can't possibly keep up, and they'll kill you quite quickly. And those are the famous flu outbreaks of in the past that kill many, many people. So, of course, you want to develop an immunity to as broad a range of microorganisms and things in your environment as you can, and a natural immunity, as it were.
So the things that actually sort of fulminate in the body, like the flu of the 1920s, for example, doesn't that happen through what they call a cytokine storm, where you just have this just intense inflammatory response that becomes inappropriate and then kills the host?
That's right. And it's not fulminant. It's usually quite acute. It usually, their life cycles are very rapid. They'll multiply hundreds of thousands. And yes, through a cytokine storm, through reactive oxygen and nitrogen species, there's a whole lot of things in that disease engine which can kill the host very quickly. Simply in cases of like where your gut dysbiosis, if your cells in your gut all become leaky and you have diarrhea and problems like that, you'll die from those leaky cells. Ebola will attack the macrophages in the lung primarily, and those macrophages are being killed at such a rate that literally they all blow apart, and that's the reason why that's such an acute, why you can't keep up, you can't keep fluids in, you can't keep yourselves from dying, and that's how people die so quickly.
So if you were able to stop that inflammatory response, you could stop the progression to death, right?
Well, yeah, you have to limit that response to keep it from getting overdone so it won't kill you.
Okay.
But you also need that inflammatory response in order that you develop immunity. That's how you develop immunity. When you remove all inflammation, then you're susceptible to other kinds of infections because essentially there are many, many, many parts of the immune system that we're learning, type 1 response, type 2 response, type 9, 4, 5, 23, 17, and all of these things are triggered and talk to each other. We call it crosstalk, where the innate immune system will crosstalk to the adaptive immune system such that you have memory. So it's all a finely tuned machine, and a chronic disruption of that machine and a single arm of that will throw it out of balance such that you'll develop chronic disease. Acute diseases we have almost no problem curing, but as you know, in the last several decades, chronic diseases are becoming literally epidemic, if you will, such that if we don't, as Stephanie Seneff has discussed from MIT, has discussed, if we don't do anything by 2025, 1 in 2 Americans will have a chronic disease.
Wow.
And that's really an explosion.
That's 50%. That's huge.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that figure before. That's huge. So that's taking in everything. Every way that people are being impacted and their immune system is being assaulted, correct?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know what all of those ways are, but we know the diseases of asthma, cancers, you know, the chronic Lyme disease we're talking about here today, the Lyme disease, the ME/CFS, autism, Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, I think I said Alzheimer's. Just take all the chronic diseases and begin to add them up. There's almost nobody that doesn't have something.
Yeah, great. Well, this
every family knows.
Yeah. We are going to go to break again now, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow.
Doctor Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
And hi, this is Mara Williams with Limelight Radio. I'm talking with Judy Mikovits. And I want to give a listener call-in number before we begin. It is 1-800-930-2819. And additionally, three listeners are will be given Judy's book, Plague. And you can communicate with her on that website, www.plaguethebook.com. So let her know that you'd like to have a copy. Anyway, Judy, welcome back. And so, again, we were talking a little bit during the break here about how our systems are being, our immune systems are being crippled. And let's talk a little bit about that and then about what's happening with research.
So you might ask the question, your listeners might be asking the question, you know, so what's changed? You know, why did we never have this level of disease before? Why did we never see all of these autistic kids or adults with chronic debilitating diseases like ME/CFS and Lyme disease? Well, you know, what's changed? Well, our environments have changed a great deal. We're exposed to many, many, many more toxins. Our food is now genetically modified. And what that means in an attempt to produce food that will resist pathogens, we're putting genes into a food, and now we know that those genes are actually being expressed in our bodies. And our immune system sees those genetically modified organisms, we call them vectors in the lab, sees those as foreign as it should. And of course, then responds and can't clear it because it's bombarded with it. And we are continually bombarded with things we all hear about, gluten. You know, so our wheat's being engineered such that the gluten in it is at levels that's far more than was ever in the past. And that becomes a stimulant for our immune system. And then, you know, beyond that, as our immune system's developing as babies, as we have very immature immune systems, we rely on our mother's immune system for the first 6 weeks to 2 months of lives. Now, unlike ever before in our history since the mid-80s or 1990s, we are giving two-month-old babies, one-week-old babies, injections of hepatitis B vaccines and is up to many other vaccines, MMR, mumps, measles and rubella. That's three different microorganisms that have to be seen by an immature immune system at 2 months, stimulating totally different arms of the immune response, and you get basically anergy. You get chaos in a baby's immune system. And it's interesting that most scientists, most of my colleagues have had children, we're all quite older, had children prior to the early 90s and before some of these laws where we never used to vaccinate a child before they were 5 years old, certainly not before 3 years old. But now before a child is 6 years old, they get more than 69 shots of 15 different things. Well, in a country with hygiene and a developed world, none of us is ever going to see the antigens, those 16 antigens, and certainly the components of the vaccines, the aluminum, the mercury, the toxins, the pieces and parts of animal cells and laboratory material, things like toxins like formalin and phenol, polysorbate 80, which disrupts the blood-brain barrier. These are said by the government to be trace amounts. Well, they're not trace amounts at all when the cumulative amount given to a baby before they're 2 years old is enough to create a toxic storm and a complete brain encephalopathy, as well as perhaps an immune disease for the rest of their lives. It's just striking to any of us, you know, that someone would give a day-old or a week-old baby hepatitis B vaccine when that's for IV drug users and prostitutes. It's just not going to happen that those babies are going to be exposed to that. And it's completely reprehensible, and most people just don't know about it. So that's what's changed. Our environment's changed. Our food's changed. We're being lied to by the federal government, by the big pharma, the CDC, the NIH, who now have a vested interest because, of course, they make billions off of these vaccines.
It's interesting to me. I had a granddaughter that was born 7 weeks early, and she was on just local oxygen, but she had to have a feeding tube, and they wanted to give her a Hep B vaccine the day after she was born. We didn't. We said no, but it just was amazing to me that they would even ask with a compromised brand new baby that they would want to give her any vaccines at all at that point. You know,
it's incredible, and it's happening. I think it's 2.2 pounds. You can vaccinate a child so long as they are 2.2 pounds. We are now vaccinating pregnant women. We never used to vaccinate a kid with a sniffle because, of course, they've already got an ongoing immune reaction. So this is the key, and the sad part, or the reason that I'm here, and the reason we wrote Plague, is we can prevent all of this if we simply stop it. And we can stop it, and we can do research, and we are doing research. Our technology is more than any other time in science have just exploded in being able to uncover things that we previously didn't appreciate. For instance, just yesterday, I saw a press release out of the University of Virginia saying the missing link was found between the brain and the immune system with major disease implications. And what they found at UVA, my alma mater, was they basically mapped the lymphatic system to different parts of the brain, in fact, the entire brain. So now we know that the lymphatics, which can carry those toxins and those white blood cells and essentially everything that we talked about, can go all the way through the brain. So these these vessels now, so now we know it rewrites all of the way we thought about the connection between the brain and the immune system and how things can get into the brain. So it actually emphasizes that we can't infect, manipulate our immune systems in unnatural ways because they can affect things we never thought they could. But this is major game-changing discovery for new areas of research, therapies, and transforming existing lack of knowledge regarding the brain and the immune system. So it's wonderful news, and I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more, but the press release said the implications are profound for neurological diseases from autism to Alzheimer's to multiple sclerosis, which is exactly what we're saying. These are all neuroimmune diseases, and we can learn so much more about how to prevent them and in fact, how to treat them successfully and give people their lives back.
That would be just so exciting. So we have another minute or so before we go to break again. I'm interested in talking about some of the other ingredients that are found in vaccines a little bit more in depth when we come back. And we can continue the conversation that we were just having. So off we go to break, and we'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Take a look at my girlfriend. Hi, and we're back with Limelight Radio. This is Mara Williams, and I'm speaking with Judy Mikovits. Judy. I understand we have a caller waiting to ask a question, so I will defer to Brian on that.
Yes, you do, Mara. We have Tina from the Sunshine State of Florida. Welcome to Limelight Radio with Mara Williams. What's your question for Judy?
Thanks, everybody. So I want to make this short and respect everyone's time. My partner has been struggling with Lyme disease for over 30 years. She was one of the first people in New Jersey diagnosed with Lyme. Fast forward 30 years, she's now, of course, she's still having the Lyme flare-ups, joint pain, muscle cramps, Charlie horses, fatigue. But there's been a new recent development that I would consider more mental. It's displaying itself almost like bipolar, depression, things of that nature. So, of course, the doctor prescribed Prozac, and we tried that for a little bit, but found that it was making things a little bit worse as far as the depression side went. So we took her off of it, and now we're kind of at the stage where we go, what next? We don't know what to do.
Okay, well, thank you for that question, because that feeds right into what we were just talking about. So when we talk about understanding how the lymphatics are flowing throughout the brain, we can see how more clearly how brain function can be disrupted. And since we have such good by immune dysfunction and fighting a chronic persistent disease by the dysregulation of those immune cells, well, one of the things we've learned in looking at mental illness, which is that the cytokine IL-6 has been published in several stories. That's an inflammatory cytokine that's key to a number of diseases, but we've only recently started to appreciate it being involved in some of these obsessive compulsive disorders, in bipolar disorder. I think there are several publications of that. I'd be happy to find for you, but that's the good news. So we know that is a late manifestation, and the good news is we appreciate now in research how really plastic we are and how you can fix this. So as I've said, even being sick 30 years, we can affect major changes with new discovery and understanding not only the immune response to the pathogen, but the pathogen. So there's another new paper that came out that speaks directly to your question and to what we were talking about before the last break. And a group, the senior investigator is Lewis, came out in Antimicrobial Agents Chemotherapy. This is ahead of print from May 26, so just 2 weeks ago. What we found is that there are drug-tolerant persistent bacteria, so that when you clear the bacteria with the antibiotics, the disease is biphasic because the surviving small populations of surviving pathogens and cells form a new subpopulation, and they're not antibiotic resistant. They're antibiotic tolerant, and that's a real key, because the fear of developing antibiotic resistance in these superbugs that will kill us all and mutate is what prevents us, the medical establishment, from embracing some of these longer-term antibiotic therapies. But this paper, which I'll post on plaguethebook.com, begins to tell you that we can use combinations of antibiotics and use them in a way that we pulse them. and use them that in a way in the laboratory we see they'll kill the surviving persistent cells. And then in our course of cancer research and AIDS research in many many inflammatory diseases, we've developed many therapies to target and return to balance that inflammatory response led by the cytokine IL-6. So you can simply look for IL-6 and treat with an appropriate anti-inflammatory and pulse that or use that in a pulse therapy with various antibiotics and begin to talk about actually clearing the persistent cells and eradicating all the bacteria in the reservoirs. And so that's the really good news. It at Johns Hopkins, a study published, looks like today, the identification of new compounds with high activity against that, what we call that stationary phase or that tolerant persistent bacteria. And so what they did was they looked at one of my old friends, the National Cancer Institute compound collection. So we have a whole bunch of compounds from which we've discovered many of the antiretrovirals and other things that is a collection can be screened to see if it will in fact kill various bacteria in the laboratory. This is an in vitro paper, but we've identified, they have identified, this is the lab of Ying Zhang there at Johns Hopkins, and they've identified old drugs and things like daunorubicin, an old cancer drug that I helped purify probably 35 years ago at the NCI fermentation program. So we have many things that we've done in the past year once we accept and stop censoring the research instead of saying the impossible, saying what do we know to do something about that? What are new diagnostics? Measures and what are new treatment strategies. So do write me at plaguedbook.com and I'll or contact me through the website and I'll make sure you get those papers and your doctor as well.
Just to take in on the treatment side, there are drainage remedies that are very effective in draining the toxins out of the brain and out of the body. So you might talk to your Lyme literate integrative provider about those things. One of the ones I like to use and feel I love are the Picana remedies made in Germany, which are tinctures of multiple homeopathics that are geared toward each organ in the body. So the liver, gallbladder, the kidneys, the lymph system. The way Judy was just talking about the involvement of the lymph system in all of this now is you want that lymph system to be draining all of the kidneys, the liver, the lymph. They drain the toxins from our body. So it's really important to do something with that, like the Picana remedies. Also, Beyond Balance has a wonderful tincture for brain toxins. Additionally, some people really benefit from oxygen therapy. So just even 2 to 5 liters of oxygen for a couple of hours a day, working up to a couple of hours a day, can help with detoxing the brain. So we have some tools for that, which will help. And I have found as a clinical practitioner that the antidepressants and other psych meds that are out there in the pharmaceutical world really don't touch the mental symptoms of these infections. They really very, very rarely work. And so it really comes down to clearing the body, getting the body moving and draining so that those toxins aren't accumulating there anymore.
And rebalancing the immune system.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about the immune response.
Yes. So with chronic infection, that's what we do. We get the body to detox. We get it to work again. We work on inflammation and we work on rebuilding the immune system so it works for you instead of the infections that you have. So those are the three key things in chronic illness that you can do to help get better. So.
Yeah, and that's the real excitement beyond all of this. There are also, some even light emission therapies for lymphatics. So there are non-invasive ways and things we've known for quite some time will will enhance and lymphatic flow where there are blockages. We worked a long time in that in breast cancers and other cancers where these lymphatic blockages become crippling and debilitating and lead to the inability to heal.
Right.
And even respond to the therapies. So even
right.
responding to therapies is a really good thing here. So there's a
yes.
lot going on that's positive, and the key to all of it is to allow the paradigms to shift and the dogma to break down where the research supports that. Stop censoring
yeah.
the science and permit honest scientific research and
okay.
stop the bias against the patient population.
And with that, we have to wrap up our show, Judy. Again, I want to give Judy's website, www.plaguethebook.com. And I want to do a quick plug for Inanna House. Please check Inanna House out and go to our website. It is www.inannahouse.org. And with that, thank you so much, Judy, for coming on the show today. I really appreciate the information that you shared today, and I hope that it helped everybody out there.
So, I do as well. Thanks so much, Mara.
Okay. And please join us again next week on Limelight Radio. Thank you.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.